Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, on a Thursday morning. And how are you feeling? You okay?
Yeah, I had a little bit of a cold that's going around. But, you know, why complain? You know, there's no good to it. That's just the way we humans are.
Well, we want you to feel better and get rest if you can. Well, let's turn to some of the news this morning in a very interesting article in the Times, something you've been talking about from the very beginning. And I'll just read the headline, Alan. For Cuomo and de Blasio, the tension comes easily.
Well, you know, David, we've been talking about this, you and I, for months now. I have not understood why de Blasio is all give and Cuomo keeps basically punching him. And yet, de Blasio saved Cuomo, you'll remember, at the Working Families Party when he got up and argued that he should be the candidate and not somebody who is of a more leftist persuasion. And he prevailed. And it never seems as if Cuomo plays well with de Blasio. Now there's a housing project. De Blasio really thinks that there's this huge income problem, distance between the rich and the poor, and he wants to create more housing in New York City. And along comes Cuomo and says, nothing doing, I don't like your plan. And this is just one of the many things that Cuomo keeps doing, is to throw something into the gears of the de Blasio machine. They describe themselves as friends. Obviously, we all know the great political science rule that the city is a creature of the state. So Cuomo has tremendous power, particularly when he's dealing with the legislature about New York City affairs. So maybe de Blasio has to pull back. It's not attractive, and I don't think it speaks well of the governor.
We've talked about this, but this weekend in Saratoga Spa, Colony, and Kinderhook, Move On, Working Families Party of New York, and Democracy for America have rallies planned to urge Elizabeth Warren to run for president.
Well, as I've said before, Elizabeth Warren has continually said that she would not run, and she sounds like she really means it. Look, she could win some primaries. The left wing of the Democrats would come out in some primaries, and they would support her. But that doesn't mean that she would win the presidency. She wouldn't, because there is a middle range voter who doesn't want to be seen as too far left or too far right. So the party that gets them wins. Hillary Clinton, if she can win the primaries, which she couldn't do against Obama, will win the election because she's a centrist in the Clintonian model.
President Obama got up before the American people yesterday and talked about seeking authorization for a campaign against ISIS. And reading from the Times, Obama took the unusual step of asking Congress to restrict the ability of the commander-in-chief to wage war, but he left room for flexibility.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's unclear exactly what he means here. He knows that the idea of bringing home the troops from Afghanistan, from Iraq, speaks well of him. But now he's got to ask for permission to send others in to defeat ISIS. What he doesn't want to do is get into a prolonged war, which he can't extricate himself from, and that will be, as to Lyndon Johnson in Vietnam and Richard Nixon in Vietnam, it'll be to him, and he doesn't want that. And so he puts on all of these conditions, but it's very unclear what those conditions are. He says he doesn't want a prolonged war, but that may mean what Johnson meant when he said, I want prolonged war in Vietnam, and so we're going to have to start really sending troops and everybody else in, and it didn't work for Johnson. Look, Barack Obama's a bright man. He understands what history is all about.